Chapter 4.
Baby!
No reply. I put the room key in my pocket, closed the door, and headed for the candy machine. A sign taped to the front of it said, "Out of order, use machine on second floor." I frowned, annoyed at my sister. She knew she shouldn't go downstairs by herself. I walked back to the elevator and looked up at the arrow. It was partway between 2 and 3. She must be on her way back up. When the doors didn't open, I looked again. The arrow still pointed between floors.
Oh, great!
Bibi was stuck in the elevator. I waited a minute, hoping the elevator would start again by itself, the way it had when Darren got stuck, but the arrow didn't budge. I returned to the room and called the front desk.
The elevator is stuck again, I told the clerk.
Is anyone on it?
Yes, at least I think so. I'm not positive.
The clerk sighed loudly into the receiver.
We have to pay the repair service double time after 5 o'clock, he said. Unless we know there's someone stuck between floors, we'll wait until tomorrow morning to call them.
I'll make sure my sister isn't on the stairs, I said.
I raced down the hall to the stairway, galloped down to the second floor, and checked the candy machine there. No BB. I ran back upstairs. I glanced at the elevator arrow before I returned to the room. It was exactly where it had been the last time I looked at it. I unlocked our room and called the front desk again.
The elevator's still stuck, I said, and my sister's on it.
She had better be, I thought, because if she isn't, where is she? I stood in the doorway where I could see the elevator and still hear the phone if it rang. I knew my parents wouldn't call again, but the man at the desk might call to tell me when the repairman would arrive. I'm in charge, I thought. I should never have let her out of my sight. I should have gone with her. If nobody had answered the phone when Mom called, she would have called again in a few minutes. My stomach felt knotted up like a pretzel. I was almost certain Bibi was stuck on the elevator, but I remembered news stories about kidnapped children. One minute, a child was with his parents in a shopping mall or a bowling alley or some other public place, and the next minute the child had vanished. Many times I had seen TV clips of weeping parents pleading with whoever had